quite an unfortunate situation that corporations will commit huge damages and we are unable to hold them accountable because of limitations of the law. But the thing I think is that societies should be able to find a way to hold corporations who commit monumental damages to the environment to account, because at the end of the day, you see that when the land is completely destroyed, the people's future is completely destroyed. So in some way, we should be able to make local laws that can force corporations to at least remediate the land, even if they won't be held accountable in some way, like in this case, due to the fact that there were delays in going to court. I think this is a huge setback for us and for us, our effort to get Shell to be held accountable for all of the damages it has done in our land. It's not transparent. And we don't have confidence in the entire process because the community is kept away from the entire thing.
Fegalo, Shell Oil says that now the British Supreme Court ruling should bring to an end all legal claims in English courts related to spill in the Niger Delta area.
Yes, the judgment is victory for Shell and pain for the people, and it's quite unfortunate. It's quite unfortunate because the British court actually provided some hope for Shell to be held accountable for its crimes, but obviously the judgment has closed that chapter.
The community in the Niger Delta region, plus the Nigerian government, there have been efforts to at least bring to account those responsible for oil spill in the region. What is the latest now, besides this court ruling, in terms of the dealing with the Nigerian government, including even cleaning up the region?
It is a growing awareness, which, of course, became popularized by the Ken Saro-Wiwa-led struggle in the Niger Delta here in Nigeria. I think that there will be increasingly more agitation to get Shell and other companies who commit these crimes to be held accountable for whatever damages they do cause. I think that all of that will mean some responsibility on the part of the companies. The point is that Shell continues to be sneaky in its activities. For example, if you look at the UNEP report on Ogoni, the report itself was based on less than 30% of polluted sites in Ogoni. And that report was sponsored by Shell. So you now see that even a scientific study that they did on Ogoni, they hid Shell's crime in Ogoni by not accounting for about 150 oil spill sites that are in Ogoni. Those sites were not captured in the UNEP report. So you see that the oil companies are still taking advantage of certain loopholes that do exist in Nigeria. And we do hope that gradually, as this agitation continues, we do hope that some of these things will be corrected and that we can make society better.
You mentioned the history of oil spill in the region, and you mentioned also Ken Saro-Wiwa. What I'm asking is that there was effort, I think the Nigerian government initiated a cleanup effort. What is the status on that?
The cleanup basically is in Ogoni, not in the entire Niger Delta region. But it has not been a transparent process, and the community had been completely excluded from the cleanup exercise. Now, one of the things that is quite shocking and painful about the entire exercise is that up till this moment, government has not made any move to provide water for the Ogoni people, which is supposed to be the basic thing they should have done is first of all to address the water crisis. Now, they claim that they have cleaned up some sites completely, but just last week or thereabout, they were doing the groundbreaking ceremony for the Center of Excellence, which is supposed to be a foundation structure to train people for the cleanup. So you see there the work, and then they are now beginning to go back to the foundation structure. It's all so confusing.
Okay, thank you so much, Fegalo. Nice to talk with you.